שבת שלום and welcome to פרשת נח. This week parasha, I went outside. Isn't it the dream of Noah to just be outside? This year we said we're going to do things a bit different. We're going to talk shorter points into the person who made the Torah. And if there's one person I think is the most famous figure in the Torah almost, is Noah. That's a story that stuck with us from very, very young age. But this person who does something insane, he builds an ark. He builds an ark and he survives in the ark and he does something that for many, many people would be probably the highest level of belief. He builds an ark when everybody laughs at him, when everybody says to him, you're crazy. The very precise note in the parasha is the fact that he started giving birth in the age of 500. 500 to start giving birth when all his people in that generation, they lived for a very long age, but they started in 100, maybe 200. Why 500? The commentaries explain that in many levels, but the explanation that I think is the most precise for this moment is the explanation that says that it took him 500 years to train himself to be a person that can really be a father. What do I mean? I mean that when we remember the generation he lived in, and we remember a generation of thieves and people who committed crimes and just awful people with the worst moral values, you can be very easily influenced. Isn't it the problem of people? We are influenced by the situation around us. And when Noah understood that he lives in a generation that people around him is corrupted and is the only person who really Hashem chose to continue the world, he understood that he needs to build himself. He needs to be there and needs to be that person that you really can see and say, this is an example for generations. This is an example for your children. Until the fact that you are ready and prepared to build yourself and be that person that people look at you and say, this is an example of a human being. And indeed, the three words that the Torah describes, who is Noah? Ish, tzaddik, tamim. A man, a righteous, and a tamim, maybe a naive or complete. We'll touch upon them and explain why those specific are the characters that made this person to survive and build this new world almost. A man. In Yiddish, a mensch, we call it. A man or a mensch is somebody who knows how to stand for what he believes in. We are being told about several people in the Torah that are men, ish, including, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu. The first thing, to be a man, to be an adult, to be somebody, a figure, is to understand that there are things that you believe in and the things that you follow and there are things that you're going to avoid and you're going to unfollow. When you're a child and you're being kicked away to life, everything is so tempting and you're going after things that you just see and you take. When you're an adult, when you're an ish, when you're an immense, you're a person that you can say, this is good, this is not good. And that's the first thing you need to have to guide the new generation. And then you have to be a righteous person. A righteous can go into different directions, but especially in that sense of a person who looks around them and see everybody's corrupted. The tendency of life is if everybody does that, I will join as well. If everybody does that, why not me? Probably people say to him, say, Noach, look at you. You're not building yourself. You're not gaining anything. Everybody around you is progressing in life. They're doing for themselves. And what about you? To be a righteous person is to look and say, this is not the right things to do. So I'm not going to steal. I'm not going to take something that's not mine. I'm not going to hang out with those negative people. And finally, tamim. Tamim in two ways. Maybe from the word tam, which is complete, and maybe from the word tamim as naive. There is a connection between these two. When you live in a world, and we talked about it last week, when you see that everything around you is corrupted, you tend to build this cynical wall around you. You try, and in the beginning, it takes time that you're surprised that he did that, and he did that, and he's corrupted, and he's not a right person. And I'm sure it happens to you. there's a couple of disappointments in life that things that you were sure are going in a certain way are not. And you believe that people begin to be strong on politics and money and corruption. And these are people that are close, that you admired, that you felt that they're great people. And when you look at that, and it happens several times in your life, especially when you're a young person, you begin to get disappointed from the world. You begin to believe, like we spoke about last week, that everything around you is bad and everybody is the same. You need to be naive, is to be still with this feeling that good can come. Something positive can come. There are some great people there. There are people that are not bad. There are people like you with good hearts. And to be complete is to understand how all of it comes together. And you can be a person that still lives in this world, doesn't reject the world and says, I'm not going to play with all of it because it's not for me, because everybody's corrupted. But to be that person that engages with the world. He builds an ark. And in a way, the biggest criticism maybe on him is that he took care of himself and he didn't approach the others. To be a real complete person is to be able to understand you're a righteous person, you're a mensch, you're a man, and yet you can take all of it and be complete and bring people in. He brought his family, so he continued the generations and continued the world. But maybe the greater lesson is that we can take and embrace all of these acts and be a better person for ourselves, for our community, and believe that good can come. Shabbat shalom.